Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, we were talking yesterday about that version of the Bible that we started using. It was called the New Life Study Testament, and then they got the whole Bible out. Let me tell you a little bit about that. God's Word was given to us probably in the Hebrew and the Greek, and the translation that we all look to and kind of cut our teeth on, and some have said it's the true Bible. That was the King James Version that came out hundreds of years. The New Testament is hundreds of years, and the Old Testament thousands of years after the word was given from God to the one he revealed it to. And it was Elizabethan English. King James had it done and was these and thous and here are two, four. kind of hard for people that struggle with the English language. And a man by the name of Gleason Ledyard and his wife were missionaries to the northern tribes and Eskimos of the Arctic. And they were both, I've been told this, I never checked it, but I got it from people that were in the business and distributing Bibles. Brother R.L. Gowan has gone to heaven. Bless that man's memory. What a great saint. And his son David is a brother in the Lord and goes with us and helps, has his own outreach to Indians. And literature, Christian literature, is their ministry. And they said, Don, you need this new version that's simplified for uneducated people. Now, this took place in 1969. They copyrighted this English teacher and his wife that was preaching and missionary in the Arctic and to the northern, most northern part of the country. Decided that the Eskimos and Indians were having too much trouble, and so they decided to put it in simple English because they're having trouble enough with English without getting back into Elizabethan English. And they very carefully took some time and study and prayer, but a remarkable work of God. God's hand was upon those dear people. The long hours that they spent, but they got it down, and the Eskimo people loved it. And out of that, it was copyrighted and put in print, and others began to use it. And we've distributed many, 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 many copies. It was our favorite one because the Indians, by and large, don't have the education. It was a eye-opener to me that many, many Indians can't read and write. Neighbor, that's still true. Not as many as it was back there when I started, but it's not completely over yet. That old Indian up there in that hunting camp just 800 miles probably north of Portland, different country. That guide said, why don't you preach? I wasn't going to hunt on Sunday, and some of the hunters, they joked a little bit and razzed me and said, Rev, we wondered what you's going to do about it, and I fired back at them, you guys are backsliders, and I didn't really mean that, but I said it to them, and they laughed, and the guide spoke up and said, well, why don't you preach tonight in this camp? It ended up that they had a service, and I put out chairs, as I've told you many times, it's for an altar, and I preached on set your house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Prepare to meet God. I called it the last move. First thing you want to know when you're going to move is the destination, and I filled it full of interesting stories of, is there running water, and how far to the school do we have to walk, and so forth, from boyhood experiences. If I were that careful about our earthly moves, what about the heavenly move? What's it like? There's two destinations, heaven and hell, and I described what it's like. And then we talked about the preparation, because moving day was a big deal. We had to put everything we had on an old 25 Chev Touring with a big luggage rack on the back end and the luggage rack on each running board, and you climbed in over the top of it. We even had the cook stove along, and we moved from one shack to another. What experiences. So we made preparation, and I got caught smuggling stuff. Dad said, I'll never forget, he always went through our packaging. I had one dynamite box. Dynamite used to be put in beautiful pine boxes. The corners were dovetail jointed. They were beautiful, not a knot in that pine. And it was carefully made to handle explosives. And I had an empty dynamite box and with a lid I'd fashioned. All my possessions went in that dynamite box. It didn't take much. I had two pair of overalls, the one I had on and the one that was in the wash. And it was simple living back in 29, 30, 31, 32, when I was a little old boy moving around in those difficult days. And I'll never forget, I found some 25-20 rifle shells in an old barn. And I knew I wasn't supposed to have that stuff, but I wanted a 25-20 Winchester carbine, model 92. And an uncle had one, and I wanted one. And I thought, now I got the bullets. All I got to do is get a gun. And I kept them hid. But my dad found them on moving day when he went through my packages. And I told those people that story. And I said, you're going to get caught when moving day comes. But anyway, that's the way it went. I preached on moving, people got saved, and I gave them the word and gave it to them in this simple form. And that new study life, I'll tell you, just let me give you John 3:16 out of there. For God did not send his son into the world to say it is guilty. He sent his son so the world might be saved from... Just a minute while I turn the page here. Punishment of sin, that the world might be saved from the punishment of sin. Whosoever puts his trust in God is not guilty. Whoever does not put his trust in God is guilty already. It is because he does not put his trust in God in the name of the only Son of God. And that's the way it is. And that translation, when China opened up to the gospel, this book was one of the chief Bibles that was imported over there. Thousands and thousands of copies, because the Chinese people trying to learn English could assimilate and understand and comprehend the truth. And God has blessed it. And I've used it down through the years. So we gave out the word. And we were brothers, we were meeting their physical needs, and it works. I think of that old Indian the other day up there at Wolf Point, when his wife got that Subaru SUV, and just what she'd been, that was her choice, not really didn't think she'd ever have another one like that. It'd been years back when they were more prosperous, but there God had heard her prayer. And she got blessed and threw her hands in the air. And that husband that wasn't quite as far along as she was spiritually, he got blessed. And he'd been taking a new hold. And I hope the food and some of the help we were giving has had a part in that. But he looked at me and he said, you know, this prayer stuff really works. I thought, well, bless your heart. Yes, it really works. God told me to get an 18-wheeler back there. It's impossible to get one, but he provided it. And God told me now to just get out there and do what I could. And we need an 18-wheeler, and we've got one again. And God, I don't know where God's going, but I intend on following him. And I invite you to join, because we don't have time to build denominations or particular slants on the gospel. There's a man overboard. Throw out the lifeline. There's only one name given among men whereby we must be saved. That's Jesus Christ and him crucified. The cross is the focal point of all the hopes of every man that ever lived. The Jews of old, from Adam on, looking forward to the Messiah, the coming of the Lord Jesus to pay the price for our sins. The church today looking back to that wonderful day on Calvary when Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. And even more wonderful, that Sunday morning when he arose from the grave. Praise his name. We serve a risen Lord. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. He lives, he lives. I know he lives. He lives within my heart.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.